Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, it's Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. So one of America's favorite pastimes, pinball, is more popular than ever. A surprising link with the city of Chicago's past, the pinball machine, the bumpers, the flippers bar game that entertained generations, owes much of its history to the Windy City. The only true pinball manufacturer on the planet, Stern Pinball, operates right here in Elk Grove Village. The company traces its lineage to the early 1930s and the founding of modern pinball. Sam Stern, the father of SPI's founder and chairman and CEO, Gary Stern, was part owner and president of pinball pioneer Williams Electronics. Williams and other innovative companies, including Bally and Gottlieb, formed the foundation on which pinball was built. Now, recent Stern pinball titles include Ghostbusters, Spider-Man, Games of Thrones, Kiss, WWE, WrestleMania, The Walking Dead, Mustang, Star Trek, Metallica, Batman 66, and this year Star Wars celebrating the 40th anniversary of the iconic film. And in studio with us once again this evening is Gary Stern, president of Stern Pinball, to talk the history and how he's keeping the game alive. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, and thank you for having me again. It's always a pleasure to come down here.
Absolutely, and I always love talking about this, that, you know, we
are
the
talking about pinball, too,
yes, you do.
I have to interrupt
yes,
you. I love talking about it, too.
But we are the pinball capital of the world. We always have been.
Absolutely, we are. Yeah. As Detroit once was for cars, we are for pinball. And people have tried to make pinball elsewhere in Europe. Atari many years ago tried to make them. And I say many in the 70s, I guess, tried to make pinball in California and found that they were buying all the parts here in Chicago. The people who had the tooling for the little plastic posts and knew how to cut the play fields, an art of routing the play fields, they were all in the Chicagoland area. The
sure.
people who work on pinball machines, the people who design them, the people who are experienced in the factories and understand how to set up the factories, all from the Chicagoland area.
And it was Gottlieb, it was Williams, it was Bally's, of course. And, you know, there was a time, though, this blows my mind, you know, like this all kind of came about in the 1930s, but it was the early 40s and until 1976 in New York City and other cities that pinball was banned.
In Chicago, in yeah. New York, and in Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, there was a case that went to the Supreme Court of California in 1971, I believe it was, and a pinball enthusiasts of the day, and we have a real deep group of enthusiasts today. But like pinball, one was a college professor, one was a lawyer, I guess, and they brought this case and found that pinball is not a gambling device. That was the problem.
Right,
they thought
yeah.
it was gambling. It was a game of skill
yeah.
and proved that it was a game of skill.
That's crazy. It's crazy to me. And then you look at today and you see our arcade bars popping up everywhere, which is such a hipster cool thing.
Within 3-4 miles of where we're sitting, there's 7 or 8 barcades. The corporate one is FTW over here at the movie theater. You've got headquarters beercade, 13,000 square feet, just river north. Then up on Milwaukee Avenue, there's the Emporium, and past the Emporium
yeah.
is the next
yeah.
Emporium,
yeah. Yeah.
and then Logan Hardware, and then over near Wrigleyville would be Replay, and in Boys Town there's a Replay, and in Anderson there's a Replay. So
they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. And what these places have is that they are entertainment for, you know, for casual players
yeah.
and good players. A lot of casual players, a lot of guys and girls both coming in there, 20-somethings
yeah.
and older, but, you know, the hipster crowd and part of it. They typically have 24 different beer on tap
yeah,
and
right.
a full bar, and they show the – now, this is important. I'm a vodka drinker, you know,
okay.
but I can drink
bourbon.
Some beer.
All right.
But, it, you know, I can't drink that much. I get very full. So they the young people's places, and the same is true of some other places that aren't barcades, they show you the name, the price, and the alcohol content. I'm pretty fond of La Fin de Mode. It's the end of the world, and it's about almost 9% alcohol. I like it a lot.
Oh, nice,
you know?
Nice.
Makes
nice,
my
nice,
pinball
nice.
Playing better,
I
too.
I bet it does.
Yeah, absolutely. At least for a while.
Yeah.
At least for a while.
But it's a great way to have adults, and you said retro hipster kids, but it's also, you know, guys like me that can go in there and
absolutely
and do that as well. But then even the family entertainment places, you know, my kids, when they go in there, there's a lot of digital stuff going on and stuff. My kids gravitate, and maybe because I'm old school, like we got a jukebox in the house, we got a cigarette machine in the house. They love all the mechanical stuff. They gravitate to the pinball machine.
Well, and we're seeing more pinballs, and we have in the family entertainment centers, FECs as they're called in our business.
Cool stuff, man. Yeah. And this runs in your blood. I mean, this is obviously something that's been in your family, you know, for quite some time. So your dad, Sam, was the co-founder of Williams, and you hung around when you were just a kid, obviously, around the office. Yep. Yeah.
Actually, he started as a game operator, and he came in to see his supplier, Harry Williams. Williams was a very young company. He was a 35-year-old punk kid, which I can say because I'm 72, so I can call my father a punk kid.
I'm half as cool when I'm 72, Gary. I got to tell you right now. No, I'm telling you.
So any event, he goes in, he's kidding Harry. He sits behind his desk and puts his feet up, says, "Why don't you sell me the company?" Harry goes up in his airplane. He had an airplane in 1947. Flew around Chicago for 3 hours, came down and sold my father half of Williams. So I've been doing this since I was two. But my father started me in the summers in the stock room when I was 16. And, you know, at this point,
that's a great way to know the business, though. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, and you know this as well as I do. Sometimes family business isn't getting involved in that. The kids aren't as involved they want, and then they take over, and then they kill it.
Yeah.
You know, to grow up in it and work from the ground up, that's a secret to a good quality family business, so.
That is true, and sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't. Sure. In our case, it did. I'll tell you two things about it. First of all, we design games, we sell games, we market games, but we are first and foremost an American manufacturer. We make the games. We have 110,000 square foot factory. In any day, 250, 300 people in it, plus another extended community that's making part or all of its earnings off of us, probably 3,000 people. We're very patriotic. We're very proud to say we are manufacturing in America. And so that's an important part.
And we're talking tens of thousands of machines, too. Yeah. It's made in America, but you know, you're not just selling a handful of this and a handful of that. Here's what I always love when I see your releases coming out. Is that you are on the cusp of anything trendy, whether it's entertainment or, you know, looking at the Games of Thrones or WrestleMania. My favorite, and you know I'm buying one of these games because I do not have one, and I'm adding it to my collection, is this Batman 66, which I've seen. It is amazing. And you had Adam West involved with this, obviously,
absolutely.
Before he passed away.
Yeah, and he passed away fairly recently. He did speech for it. This time last year, he was in Chicago for this show.
Yeah, he was.
And since his past,
Pinball Expo,
For the Pinball Expo, yes, that's right, for this show. And now we have to say that this weekend is a Pinball Expo in Wheeling at the Westin Hotel. Yeah. Please come see a lot of pinball machines.
And I'm looking at some of the recent titles, as we mentioned, Ghostbusters, Spider-Man, Games of Thrones, Kiss, The Walking Dead. I mean, really, the cusp of stuff. Yeah. Mustang, Star Trek, Metallica, Batman, and this year's Star Wars, celebrating 40 years of the iconic film.
Yep. December 15th, another Star Wars movie comes out. I saw it in Fandango, they're already selling tickets to
I'm
it.
Sure they are.
They are.
Sure
they are. Because this is a major event.
Yeah, and there's new previews coming out as we speak, and the world is getting crazy over that. So people that love Star Wars are going to want a piece of this and want a piece of this game. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And this will stay alive. Listen, you know, Disney bought Lucas for a lot of money because this is a great franchise. Yeah. And it leads itself to making a great game.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, the title will attract people, but it tells the designers give some ideas of what to do, four corners of which to design.
It's fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, if you want to own a Stern pinball machine, and I encourage you to go to sternpinball.com and just see what they have. And there's different levels too, right? I mean, there's different.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a pro, a premium, and a limited edition because, you know, the operator who puts games in that barcade, the FEC or some bowling alley, he maybe operate a pro, the limited edition for the collector. The enthusiast may want the premium that's got the effects of the limited edition, but not quite as much eye candy and not the limited, which you pay for as a collector. And the rec room buyer, he may be happy with any three of those.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, somebody like yourself, you're getting a premium.
I'm excited.
Yeah, and I'm excited for you. Yeah.
I am,
and that's a great game. You're going to be very, very happy.
I'm trying to figure out, though, you know, as it gets delivered, like I'm thinking this is could be the family holiday gift. It's going to be really hard to hide, especially when I'm playing it. You know what I mean?
Well, we can gift wrap it. We can do that, yeah.
Okay, keep it in the corner for a little bit. All right, yeah. We'll do that. And again, for more on this weekend's Pinball Expo, which you got experience too in Chicagoland, you got to visit pinballexpo.net. Gary, always a pleasure, man.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me. And again, thanks for your interest in pinball.
I am an enthusiast myself, and I can't wait to get that game, man.
Great.
Appreciate it, pal. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back talking Terror on the Air in the Golden Age of Radio with Chuck Shaden, Steve Darnall, and once again, Carl Amari. All next on 720 WGN.